I became very close to Andy Peabody. And when he asked me to join Cold Cock, I said, sure. And I joined. What happened with Cold Cock was I thought we were doing some really fun stuff and some unique stuff, but the band was never the primary thing to any of the members, right? Except maybe Bob Mulrooney, right? And so we just, you know, we cut some tracks, we sent some stuff out, but we never really toured. We never really did anything. And then I put together jam bands all the time, right? Our bouncers, Mark Elliott and Eric Erickson, learned to play bass, Mark did, and Eric played guitar. And we would put these things where we would do Sex Pistols covers or Ramones covers or Velvet Underground covers, right? And we would just do that on like the silliest of nights, like St. Patrick's Night, right, or other types. We called them the Radiators. And then we had other like kind of things that we would just, you know, throw together. I never thought of myself as a great musician or something that was going to, you know, after seeing all the talent that that went through there, that I ever, like, you know, have that aspiration to make it as a musician or, you know, an artist, whatever. Yeah.